Go Bible Today. Please leave your contact information for the staff to reach out to you. That's 1-800-GO-BIBLE for Conservative Theological University. Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day, with the goal of motivating and informing listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on three regional stations in Florida and Georgia. Dr. Youngblood's expository preaching is also heard on these three stations in Jacksonville, Florida, St. Augustine, Florida, and Brunswick, Georgia. Now there's a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities. Your help is needed to accomplish this mission. Your support in any amount is crucial to take the next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale. Please go to fcbcatjax.com or to send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258, Attention Radio. Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, again, I say thank you for joining the dialogue and the discussion today on Let's Face the Issues. It's always our joy to have you come on board. This broadcast is designed around you, our listeners, with a Q&A format. We set the stage. We give the issues. We talk about the issues, invite you to call and give your take on what is taking place and ask your questions. We're always delighted to have you to call. That telephone number is 904-831-0917. 904-831-0917. The telephone lines are open. We've got one that's holding. We'll take that in just one moment. But Dr. Phelps, I'm looking at a headline that says Christians have a responsibility and privilege to get engaged in politics. Let me read a paragraph and get your thoughts on it. There are around 25 million Christians in the United States of America that do not vote consistently. One out of every three Christians. It is self-professed followers of Christ that voted. They would have the power to single-handedly change the course of this nation. So, Dr. Phelps, if you would, we understand that whatever happens, whoever's elected, God's still on the throne. God's still in charge. God's still sovereign. The world will be on the fast track, the nation in particular, be on the fast track for destruction. So with that being said, where should our hope be? What should our hope be on? Should the hope be on Trump? Should the hope be based on Kamala Harris? Or should our hope be based on what else?
The Bible tells us that we should be looking to God, first of all. We're instructed to not put our confidence in princes,
right?
But we're to trust in the living God.
Amen.
And that's taught throughout the scriptures. God can make America great, but he needs those who will serve to try to bring it about. Mm-hmm. And I'm so thankful that we have a candidate who wants to make America great.
Amen.
And I believe that's unique to him alone.
Yes.
It is not so of the other candidate.
That's right.
I believe the other candidate will have other ideas, possibly about destroying America because of the philosophy that's with her and her company in that party.
Absolutely. And the news break that just dropped down on my screen, it says that the judge orders illegals to be put back on the voter roll. Several states, the DOJ, under Biden-Harris reign, rule, and direction. The DOJ is nothing but the puppet for the Oval Office today as it stands. And the judge has just ordered that the state of Virginia and other states that have cleaned the roll, taken the illegals off the roll, several million on the roll, the judge has just ordered they be put back on the roll and allowed to vote. Now, you call, where are the ethics, where are the values, where are the morals in that? And yet, the Kamala Harris Tim Walz team are trying to point the fingers at Donald Trump as being immoral and that he's not trustworthy, that he lies, he's like Hitler. And yet their approach would be Hitlerism use the government, use the security guards, use the SS people to carry out the will of Hitler as a dictator. And Trump is not doing that. It's the Kamala Harris, Tim Walz, Joe Biden team that's already authorized the Pentagon now to allow the military to come against we the people, the citizens. I believe we need to recognize and call truth truth, and recognize that either candidate that goes in office, though with one of the candidates, my most humble opinion, that they're willing to burn America down if they can rule over the ashes. But God is still in control, and our hope should be in Jesus Christ and his righteousness, and not in our righteousness alone. Ladies and gentlemen, I believe we have a caller on the line. Go over to the question or comment, please.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. I want to make a quick statement with abortion. The women's population in mental health is going to go up higher, because either through a termination of a pregnancy or beating a baby to death or whatever's in that woman's mind because of what she's gone through, the Lord, he can deliver and set free. But nothing's new under the sun. And from a generation of clothes hangers up to what they're doing now for babies, we have to depend on the Lord so much. And as far as what would we lose, I can tell you what we won't lose if we know him. And that is our very soul.
That's right.
And no one can take that from us.
Amen.
And also, too, you may take the word of God, but if it's in my spirit, you can't even take that.
Amen.
But this is nothing new, because from the Twilight Zone, I don't know where he got his thoughts, but they're happening today. But there is a battle, a spiritual battle going on. And for us evangelists, pastors, ministers, or whoever who is not ready for the battle, I plead, and that even includes me, because many of us are chosen, and we've got complacent. But may we all rise up, because this is not a plaything. And I look towards the future. I look towards past this, because it's going to be bad for a while.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be bad. But I know Jesus reigns. And I thank you so much for letting me say that.
Amen. Well, Terry, thank you so much for that comment, for that testimonial, and for the challenge for our listeners. We win. Listen, we win in the end. We win in the end. If you come and take my life, what are you going to do? Dispatch me to heaven sooner? You know, what's wrong with that? There's a problem that we have in society today, believing that somehow, some way, the world's going to come to an end if Kamala Harris goes in office, and our nation will be on the fast track for absolute annihilation and destruction if she goes into office. But we need to place our hope and trust in the Lordship of Jesus Christ, not in the world system. Psalms 146, I believe it's 146, 147, right page, right column, says we're not to put our faith and trust in man that cannot help. Our faith and trust ought to be in Jesus Christ. Thank you so much, Terry, for your call. Dr. Davis, what do you say to pastors that will not take a stand in the pulpit?
Well, it's certainly, Dr. Youngblood, it's a disgrace. Because if you represent God, I mean, you're supposed to have the mindset of God. So
right.
Whatever God sees as wrong and whatever he judges as wrong, if you don't feel the same way, and if you're not teaching the same thing, then you must not be standing for God.
That's right.
You must not believe in his word.
That's right.
Now, when we look at the word of God, and here's what I've studied down through the course of my time in Christ, the last 39 years, we say that we remember that Jesus said, when he was tempted by the devil out in the wilderness, that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God.
Right.
And if we go to Proverbs chapter 2, and somewhere around verses 3 and 4, somewhere out in there, it says, out of God's mouth proceedeth knowledge and understanding.
Mm-hmm.
So knowledge is nothing but correct information. Wisdom is application, and understanding is the art of application.
That's right.
So if all of this be the case, and we know that the word of God is correct, it's correct information, what are you going to do with all that correct information that you have? As a pastor, you need to be teaching what is good and knowledgeable and correct concerning the word of God. And if you're not doing that, Amen. You're not doing your job.
Amen. Dr. Phelps, let me ask a question in relationship to what Dr. Davis just said. Many pastors have the philosophy and the feeling in saying publicly that we ought not to get involved in politics. If we talk about the government, if we talk about civil government, if we talk about elections, should that be considered a place where Christians ought not to go, ought not to stay, ought not to be involved in? Do we lose our First Amendment rights and our religious liberties by being Christians or pastors? How do you respond to that?
Well, I believe the Bible teaches us that we're the light of the world. Mm-hmm. Jesus said in John chapter 8, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. But also in Matthew chapter 5, we're taught to be the light of the world. We're to be a good example, and we can be when we participate in the affairs of our community or country. Think how Samuel, the man of God, was needed by Saul,
right,
Israel's first king. Christians are also needed by leaders in America, and we should let our light shine. And I believe that we should pray for all of our leaders. Scriptures teach us in the book of 1 Timothy chapter 2 that we're to pray. It's a responsibility of Christians to pray for those in leadership. Mm-hmm. We should pray earnestly that God would help our leaders to do what is right. When we pray for them, that means we're interceding so that they can be used of God for a good purpose, not an evil purpose. And the book of 1 Timothy reads like this, I exhort therefore that first of all supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings, that would be for presidents,
right,
and for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. Now notice the Bible also says in the next verse, for this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior. God wants us to be involved as citizens of our country. And I believe that you and I need to be in prayer. We need to talk to God about what's happening in our country.
Yes.
See, America began as a Christian nation, though many would deny that. And many of our national forefathers were spoken of as praying for God's help in government.
Amen.
We cannot have a good government unless we rely upon God. So we should pray for our elected officials, for all those in authority, so that we may be able to lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. Jesus also said we're the salt,
that's right,
of the earth. Christians can be useful as an influence,
mm-hmm,
in the community and for good.
Yes.
Even as salt serves to cleanse, preserve, and purify, so Christians can permeate the community to cleanse, to preserve, and to purify. Without salt, even government cannot exercise its proper role in our land.
That's right.
We can be salt to those in authority. Think of Daniel and his three friends. They were salt to the king of Babylon.
That's right.
And Joseph was salt before the Pharaoh in Egypt. Mm-hmm. A great story is found in the book of Genesis about how Joseph then made a great impression upon the Pharaoh. And then he, in turn, promoted Joseph to a place of leadership like vice president.
Prime minister,
yes. And Paul was salt to King Agrippa.
Mm-hmm.
And he was then salt to many people in the known world at that time. Bible says in Psalm 33:12, blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, and the people he has chosen for his inheritance. So I believe Christians should be involved in government. Think of Moses.
Mm-hmm.
He would say, if he were here today, I served as lawgiver in the nation of Israel.
That's right.
Joshua could answer. He said he could say, I served as general in the army of Israel. Mm-hmm. Solomon would answer, I served as king in the kingdom of Israel. And Daniel would say, I served as governor in Babylon.
Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, that telephone number is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. Dr. Davis, I'm looking at an article that is shocking, shocking. And yet we have the Kamala Harris, Tim Walz team that's accusing Donald Trump of being immoral, accusing Donald Trump of being a liar, accusing Donald Trump of not having control over our nation as he did in successful fashion in his previous administration. If you want to know the facts about a candidate, I believe you can go back and look at who supports that candidate, where the funds coming from. This article is frightening. Titled, Meet the Groups Funding Harris, Abortionists, Pornographers, and Trans Activists. Let me just read you portions of this. This article is dated October the 23rd. Journalists across the political spectrum regret that interviews with Kamala Harris shed precious little light on her views on politics she intends to implement if elected president. However, some of society's most noxious forces, including abortionists, those who support transgender surgeries for minors, and pornographers, plan to shape the direction of the Harris-Waltz administration, and they've donated over $100 million to ensure that Kamala Harris and Tim Walz go into office. And then it talks about the abortionists. The abortionists of Planned Parenthood alone already given $40 million to the Harris-Waltz campaign. We find those that are the transgender movement, they have also given pornographers. This article says, the New York Times reported that the porn industry, whose products often feature incest, rape, violence, and themes of pedophilia, have thrown in support behind Kamala Harris in 2024. They've already launched a $100,000 hands-off my porn drive to make sure that Kamala Harris goes into office. Groups that support transgender surgeries for children, the nation's leading LGBTQI+ pressure groups, the controversial human rights campaign has dedicated $15 million to the Kamala Harris campaign. That tells us who will thrive if Kamala Harris goes in office. That should tell us what will happen to our morals, ethics, and values if she's elected. Those will be in charge of the Oval Office and not Kamala Harris. So with that being said, and you hearing those words, how do you respond to it as a Christian, as a pastor, and how should our listeners respond to that? Should the listeners embrace Kamala Harris with that leadership that will be in the front of us if she's elected, with those supporting her? How should we respond to that information?
Well, certainly, Dr. Youngblood, again, as you just stressed, you know, we're not voting for personality, and then we're not voting for Christ Jesus.
That's right.
We have to vote the principles of the Word of God if we are pastors, if we're Christians, if we are believers like we say. Mm-hmm. Now, here's my fear, and I've done a lot of research for the past, let's say, eight to 10 years. Mm-hmm. Just taking a poll of the people that told me that they were believers, and let me tell you something, I say this all the time. Don't tell Brother Davis that you saved, because if you do, I'm going to hold you to that.
Amen. I like that.
When I see you, I want to see the Word of God in your life. If that's what you tell me you are, you're a Christian, you're a pastor, you're saved, you're a believer. I'm looking for the Word of God. I'm not looking for character assassination. Mm-hmm. That's what this administration specializes in.
That's right.
Character assassination. That's not what this, I mean, when you're looking at your record, what you have done, this is what I need to see. I need to see accomplishments before I could put my confidence in you.
By the way,
you're
saying that, let me jump in at this point, and then we'll take our next caller. You realize Kamala Harris has never set foot in the courtroom to prosecute a case? Her underlings in her administration and leadership have, but Kamala Harris has never tried a case. And yet on her some of her ads, she talks about, well, I've tried this, and I've tried those invaders, those illegals, et cetera, et cetera. I've tried those that are trafficking in sex for minors. I've tried those that are the drug heads and drug leaders, et cetera. She's not. That's a lie. She has not done so. In fact, if anything, she's done more to harm the black race than any other prosecutor in America. Well, and yet she's trying to advocate for the black people today to vote for her.
I've seen some clippings, you know, some replays of interviews that some of the guys did that she prosecuted.
Mm-hmm.
And they called her the worst thing this side of Morton Salt.
Yes. And one of the retired judges, by the way, said that when she would sit in his courtroom chambers to try to ask questions about a case, he said the more she would advocate for him to rule on her in her favor, she would pull her skirt up a little higher. That was the retired judge's statement.
My God,
the mindset that she had in her, quote, leadership. I believe Blake is on the line. Blake, go over the question or comment, please.
Yes, Dr. Youngblood, thank you very much. Listen, I have just called to pick up the phone and call you. We showed the movie, the project, the 1916 project at Grace Life Church last night, and it is just explosive. When you talk about Planned Parenthood, when you talk about Margaret Sanger, when you talk about their attack on faith, all of this is documented, and I am just asking, if you all have talked about this movie, then I'm sorry I'm repeating anything, but this movie just builds on everything you're talking about, and how there's so much contradiction, so much lying. But the whole intention of this idea of one's body, one's choice, you know, that a woman gets to decide all, this is all clearly documented in this movie. Going back to Thomas Malthus, all the way back to Malthus, it is just explosive. And, doctor, I ask that you show it at your church at some point, and everybody else who's listening to this radio show, they need to go watch it. This is just huge. It just destroys the Democrat Party. It destroys the ACLU. It destroys the NAACP. It destroys Planned Parenthood. It destroys pro-choice. It is just huge, absolutely huge.
Blake, take a moment. Give the title of that movie again. Where is it being shown now? Is it on the big screen? Do you get it on video? Is it something that is online somebody can download? If you're familiar with that, give that information for our listeners.
Okay, first of all, the name of the movie is The 1916 Project. And you can see it on X. Okay, you know, that's Elon Musk's buyout of Twitter, which is absolutely amazing because it's safe there. It's going to be up there until November something. It's safe there for people to watch. It's free of charge. They've had over 1.4 million views of it. You can go to their website, the 1916 Project, and buy the book, order the book, order the movie. I'm thinking you can also schedule it to be shown in your churches. Pastor Rocky Morris, they went to him because nobody else was showing this movie. It is just explosive. See, here's the thing, Dr. Youngblood. You and I, we all put our battle against abortion and Planned Parenthood and all this. We put it in faith terms, but this is a historically documented, factually documented progression from Thomas Malthus through today. Through Margaret Sanger, everything that Margaret Sanger did in Greenwich Village back at the turn of the century, when she created the first abortion clinic in New York City, this is a factual narrative that when people want to attack the faith based argument against it, they cannot attack the history. It cannot attack the history. It takes it away from it being a faith-based issue to a historical fact. It's a timeline of historical facts that they have to stand and watch and just be complete. I was weeping in my chair last night.
Mm. Well, I am so thankful for you sharing that, Blake. And by the way, most are not aware of the fact that Planned Parenthood, original purpose under Margaret Sanger, was to destroy the black race. Her philosophy was, and I quote, "They're not intelligent people. We need to make sure they do not reproduce." Therefore, Planned Parenthood today, most of the abortuary murder clinics are in the, the underprivileged communities so that they can harvest the baby bodies to sell the baby parts. Hundreds of millions of dollars made by Planned Parenthood on selling hearts, lungs, lungs, livers, arms, hands, et cetera, of the baby that's been destroyed. That's the reason they want that baby to reach as far as full term as possible, because the body parts bring more on the marketplace. So, yes, I commend that to our listeners today to watch that video, watch that movie, download it. Blake, thank you so much for your call. Thanks for your input and sharing that with us today.
And then, Hillary Clinton is carrying that torch today.
Pardon?
Hillary Clinton is carrying that torch that Margaret Sanger did.
Absolutely.
She's promoting abortion.
And Kamala Harris, listen, the Kamala Harris campaign right now, the first, foremost, and final advocacy that she's doing is for the woman's health, as she calls it, to murder a human being in the mother's womb. That's the major thing that she's calling on people to go out and vote for. And when we look at that question is that we're asking is, so what takes place, what are the stakes in this election? And the stakes are simply this: our national sovereignty and security under the Harris administration. She's already proven that she wants no borders. Our religious liberties, Harris administration will reject any consideration of faith. She rejects religious exemptions for the COVID jab, for example. She'll toss out, right now, under the Harris-Biden administration, any military man that stands for pro-life and against abortion, stands against the transgenderism, they are processed out of the military summarily. You can't have a religious exemption under the Harris-Waltz team. Harris and Waltz say that our free speech is not free at all. In fact, she wants government to censor all of our speech in America. It is her position that Christians, moralist ethicists, those that are ethical people, whatever we say is misinformation, disinformation, and it should be censored by the federal government. So, ladies and gentlemen, if you want censorship that will block our religious liberties and our freedom of speech, vote for Kamala Harris. If you want freedom of speech, religious liberties, and our Bill of Rights to stay intact, vote for Donald J. Trump. Dr. Phelps, give us a thought in relationship to where we go based on what we've heard today.
Well, as to what we should do, I think we need to have respect for the office of these public officials, but we need to try to do all we can to put a respectable person in the office.
Right.
Amen? And I think we should pray about this. I don't know about you, but I think we should pray that Donald Trump will have the victory.
Amen.
I'm doing that. And voting is our responsibility. Accept your responsibility to be a well-informed citizen when you vote. And I think that you should. We should not refrain from being involved in politics, because it's our responsibility to vote.
Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, vote, vote, vote. We need to go to take care of our responsibility voting. Do so now. Don't wait until November the 5th. Do it now. Thank you for joining us on Let's Face the Issues today. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as, once again,
Happy
we face
birthday,
the issues.
Dr. Angie Davis.
You have been listening to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, located 1 mile south of I-295. FCBC invites you to tune in nightly, 9 to 10, for expository preaching on 91.3, 91.7, and 91.9 FM. You're invited to worship with First Conservative Baptist Church. A reminder, CTU is now enrolling students for next semester. Ask about first semester scholarships. Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE.
You're listening to The Truth, 91.7.